This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. With improved weather over the past week, U.S. farmers have now harvested 65% of this year's corn crop, while soybeans are 83% completed, according to a weekly report from the Agriculture Department. Enhanced field conditions and a decrease in rainfall allowed farmers to gain 19 percentage points to achieve 65% of the corn harvest, which draws this year's progress closer to the 71% seen in 2013, as well as USDA's five-year average rate of 73%. With the crop having reached full maturity, the agency is no longer updating corn crop conditions. Soybean farmers posted another double-digit increase, as they saw harvest rates rise by 13 points to reach 83% completed. At this time, they are now just slightly below the 85% achieved in 2013, but have managed this past week to equal the USDA's five-year average. As with the corn crop, the USDA is not providing any further data on soybean maturity or crop conditions, as the crop has completed its cycle. Egg prices have risen steadily in the past 3 years, and firms touting plant-based proteins as an alternative have attracted a huge amount of media attention. But new data suggests that this has not dampened demand for eggs, with per capita consumption now the highest it's been for 7 years. Researchers have developed smart sensors and software to measure and quantify how fresh food is, offering information such as the period of best flavor, highest nutritional value, and days left after opening. On Election Day, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman told reporters that the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiations should keep Japan in the mix in spite of that nation's current opposition to lowering tariffs on some key U.S. farm products. Stallman also told reporters that resolution of the country of origin labeling issue would likely only occur after the World Trade Organization appeals process is complete. He added he expects multiple efforts to ditch the EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. proposal inside and outside of Congress alike. Passage of the water bond, Proposition 1, in Tuesday's election confirms that Californians are ready and willing to invest in water projects for their future needs, according to California Farm Bureau Federation President Paul Winger. Farm Bureau supported the bond, which will invest $7.5 billion in storage and other projects to enhance and protect the state's water supply for people, food production, and the environment. A new discovery may lead to the creation of effective new weapons for use against destructive insects. The results hold promise for both citrus growers and people who live with infestations of mosquito-borne diseases. A team at the University of California, Riverside has identified outdoor molecules that attract selected insects. By taking advantage of the creature's sense of smell, they have developed control techniques. Of immediate concern in Florida is the need for protection against the Asian citrus psyllid, the vector responsible for transmitting citrus greening disease. The Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food applauded the outcomes of GMO labeling initiatives in Colorado and Oregon and called on Congress to enact a national labeling solution. The voters in Colorado and Oregon were right to reject the scare tactics of extremist groups intent on ignoring the science about GMOs, said Claire Parker, coalition spokeswoman. Passage of these initiatives would have resulted in increased grocery bills for consumers, along with incomplete, inaccurate, and misleading information. Parker says it's time to give consumers what they deserve, a consistent national framework for food labeling that is based on science, not politics. Consumers have a right to reliable information and a uniform labeling standard that is regulated by experts at the Food and Drug Administration. The American Farm Bureau Federation is a member of the coalition. The Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities and the Association of American Veterinary Medical Colleges have announced the creation of a task force on antibiotic resistance in production agriculture. The task force is comprised of representatives from U.S. agriculture, colleges and land-grant universities, and veterinary colleges, as well as key representatives from the production animal agriculture community and the pharmaceutical industry. The goal of the task force is to help advise the federal government on a research agenda and also help publicly disseminate information on the use of antibiotics in production agriculture. Officials from key federal agencies are expected to serve as observers to the task force, and leaders from public universities in Mexico and Canada will serve as ex officio members. The plunge in U.S. fuel costs is coming too late to help American farmers stung by the lowest crop prices in years. Most growers buy tractor diesel as well as energy-based fertilizers and pesticides well before the harvests, which started in September for the biggest crops, corn and soybeans. While crude oil futures began inching lower in June, it would take months before the declines turned into full-fledged bear market. Now farmers need prices to remain low for another 6 months to reap any benefits next year. As America honors and remembers those who served our nation in the armed forces this Veterans Day, they can also support veterans by buying food and farm products with the Homegrown by Heroes label. Nearly 100 veterans from 76 different farms across the country are now participating in this Farmer Veteran Coalition initiative, which was launched earlier this year. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.